Welcome to the Dope CFO Podcast, where you can find the best information for accountants and bookkeepers that want to start and grow a highly profitable and flexible remote cannabis accounting firm. With your host, Andrew Hunziker. Now that's dope.
Hey everybody, this is Andrew Hunziker, CPA, also CFO, founder of Dope CFO as well. About my background, I've been a CPA for over 25 years, was at a big four, including PricewaterhouseCoopers. I won the gold medal award for the highest score in the CPA exam, as well as was runner up for the Portland, Oregon Business Journal CFO of Year Award in 2017. And I was the first ever cannabis CFO to be nominated. Done lots of startup work as well. And love teaching all of our community. We have now over 500 people in all 50 states in our Dope CFO program.
Hello, everybody. Thursday, first Thursday in December. Looking at weathering the storm, navigating cannabis downturn. Lots of thoughts on this. So since, like, if you look to just the public markets or a graph of all the key cannabis public companies, about 2 years ago after COVID, the market started heading down and really crashed bottom out, huge downturn for about 2 years, very, very little equity coming into the markets at all. So even though the markets were growing, and I like people to remember this, there's different charts you can look at. So if you look at the equity coming in and the capital coming into the space, which is needed for these companies to grow, you know, that kind of goes up and down. We had a big downturn. We're starting to see that definitely turning the other way. We've seen many deals, even the size of 20 million from angel investors coming lately. So it is, we think, turning around. But at the same time, the market itself has gone up without a downturn. So the last 2 years, we've had new states come in. We've had states like Maine or Michigan with record amount of sales. And so the overall market, where I think we're at a $33 billion market now, that number just keeps going up and it will go up. We'll be at 60 or 70 billion within 5 years. And so during those periods of growth, the capital may come and flow. But I think the good news is, first and foremost, I think we are hopefully at the end of the capital being completely left out of this. And on top of that, we have brand new huge states, Ohio, Minnesota. Those are going to be big markets. And we have some other states that may come open as well soon. And then you've got big states like New York, New Jersey, Illinois, Florida, that are just moving a little bit too slowly, even though they have legalized. And so we've got a lot of growth. Texas still hadn't jumped in, even though 8 out of 10 Texans want legal cannabis. So it's coming. The growth is coming. The cash will come. But in the meantime, we've got to focus on helping our clients and helping yourself. So if you're an accountant or CPA, you got to make sure you're getting paid. Don't do receivables, period. So we want to make sure that we're getting paid. If you have, say, a farming client and they start struggling, the first people they're going to quit paying are the attorneys and the accountants. So we simply like to bill just like the attorneys. Let's keep our cash flow good and stay on top of your cash flow to make sure you can get your bills paid. But more importantly for your clients, this industry is extremely capital intensive. And so for a farm, a manufacturing facility, a dispensary, you're going to have two types of clients. You're going to have one type of client that maybe is in year 3 or 4, and maybe they didn't plan well enough and they're really struggling. You're going to have another kind of a lot of clients really east of Colorado over the next couple of years that'll be startups. And so I think our number one thing as accountants and CPAs and CFOs, when we get one of these startups in front of us, is to make sure their financial model is rock solid. They've thought through best case, expected case, worst case. Worst case will happen and does happen all the time. These markets are highly cyclical. Look at Oregon, look at Oklahoma. If it's all about survival and capital, there are going to be years where companies lose a lot of money. And if they didn't plan for that, if they just built a model that, like, every year revenues grow and profits grow and the downturn hits, they're going to be out of money and they're going to be struggling. And it's the ones that thought it through, that maybe they raised equity from this group and maybe there's a backup line of credit just in case. And maybe you show the investors up front, here's different scenarios. What happens if price collapses from $1,500 a pound to $500 a pound for flour? What does that do to the model? That's out of any CEO's control. They cannot affect price of product. So we've got to be ready for that and plan for that. So I like to say we hope for the best, and that's all we do. We hope for it. We do that in our life too. And then we try to plan for the expected, because we try to do our best to come up with an expected case that we really think is going to happen, that's reasonable and conservative, and that's what we think is going to happen. That's going to be our base level plans. But then we prepare for the worst. We know that the worst, hopefully maybe the worst only happens 20% of the time or whatever, but when it does, we're prepared, we're thinking that through. So first, step one, at inception, we want to be well-funded. Many companies, including my first high-profile client, I came in late, and they had built a model that was absolutely ridiculous, and they had amazing investors, and they blew through millions of dollars and went under in year three or four. And it was all based on an initial model that was completely faulty and like a gold rush. Here we're just going to grow massive amounts of pot and sell it for a fortune. So don't let that happen to your clients on the front end. Then once they are operating, manage cash heavily. So we like to work, we do month-end reporting where we heavily do tick marks and tie-outs every month-end. We make sure the books backwards are rock solid. They are audit ready all the time, perpetual data room updated. And then we make sure our key historical financials, balance sheet, P&L, statement of cash flows are completely tied out, accurate, complete, ready to go, so we can analyze where we are today and where we've been. Then we're going to project forward at least 6 to 9 months on cash, because we really want to see very, very closely on cash and making sure we have a very healthy balance. I like my clients to have cash or liquid reserves of at least 6 months in the bank. So if things go horrible, they've got 6 months of operations. That may not be possible, but we really try to roll that forecast every month, and we get pretty good at predicting those 6 months. And then I like a higher level, and again, I like these to be pretty high level, that we can look at it almost back of envelope. Those models are often the best ones. So like, just like, what are we doing in the next 24 months? Are we buying two new farms? Are we building a new building? What are the biggies? I want to know the biggies. What are the, what's the 5-year plan? Are we going into 3 new states? We need to start planning for that now. So that's very, very important on the cash flow side. We also want to look at the sources of capital. So right this second, like if you go out to the big VCs or whatever, they're probably not going to invest in your farm or whatever. But friends and family is always the first choice. Your network on your cell phone, which is, when you say friends and family, it's your colleagues, your peers, the people you know, the people your cousins know. It's pretty broad. You can usually get some investment out of that if you really have a good company and a good plan. And then from there, you can start leveraging that. If you get, say, you get a rich uncle or aunt that's a doctor and they give you $2 million, but you really need $8 million, those people have a network. You can go to those investors. Hey, we need, can you help us close the next deal? You can kind of broaden that. A lot of angel investors have helped build this whole entire cannabis movement. I've had many, many clients that have been funded by wealthy construction people, lawyers, doctors, bankers. We saw a PE CFO write a check for $21 million, one person. So lots of those people are really pushing this forward. So make sure you know those sources. There are lenders. Lending in this market, to me, just makes problems generally worse. It's like a Band-Aid. The interest rates are insanely high. And so it may get you down the road 6 months, but then it's going to start killing you. It's like our government. Huge, huge interest payments, and you can't do anything else. So I don't love to see that right now, but I'd rather see you go the other route there. And then, yeah, for looking at exits or winding down altogether, that's tricky. You never really want to sell in a down market. You're going to, you know, if you're a buyer, down markets for real estate for businesses, there is no better time to be a buyer. It just, you make all your money when you buy something. So if real estate crashes here in the next few years because interest rates are so high and the housing market comes down, you can go look at really super hot markets that were super hot in 2020, and maybe you get a deal for half price that was taken over by the bank. You know, same deal businesses. You know, you'll have, I've seen farms that where they invested $10 million on buying and building out a farm and selling it for $1.8 million. I saw that deal. So the secondary, they call it secondary market. The people that come in later often get the best deals. But if you're going to sell, try to hang on until you want to sell in an up market. So anyway, that's my tips for cash flow. If I missed anything, you can always message us or comment us, and we will see you next week. You've been listening to the Dope CFO Cannabis Accounting Podcast. Every other Monday, we air tips and insights on cannabis and CBD hemp accounting. Make sure you subscribe today and also check us out on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube. We're pretty much everywhere for more advice, tips, industry news as well. To find out more about our cannabis and CBD accounting program, visit dopecfo.com, and don't forget to be dope.